Well, moving on, India's agreed to a deal with Russia to buy S-400 surface air missile systems, disregarding U.S. warnings that such a purchase could trigger sanctions. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says a deal was signed during Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to New Delhi for an annual summit. The contract is estimated to be worth more than $5 billion and gives the Indian military the ability to shoot down aircraft and missiles at unprecedented ranges. The United States has said countries trading with Russia's defense and intelligence sectors would face automatic sanctions under the U.S. law. Last month, Washington imposed sanctions on China's military for its purchase of combat fighters as well as the S-400 missile system from Russia this year. Senior fellow of the Institute for Defense Studies and Analyses, Punchak Stabdon, joins us now on the line from New Delhi. Mr. Stabdon, welcome to the program. How important is this deal?
Well, I think this is a very important development, although I think the joint statement today gave only one line and two words, one and quarter sentence. For this deal, somewhere out of 68 clause that contains the joint statement, it has given very, very little importance from the diplomatic point of view, which means that any pressure that we face from United States has been underplayed or downplayed. That's a huge applause for the government of India. They have shown no sign of being under pressure from the United States. And the deal was done at 11 o'clock this morning, Indian Standard Time. And this was a huge success, although there are other issues which took important for the future of Indo-Russian relationship. But S-400 missile system actually stole the show in media. If you see everywhere, that was the focus of the summit today, of the 19th India-Russia summit. It's a huge significance because India has proved that it can stand up when it comes to national interest against any odd. And it's a strategic decision. If it's our national interest, I think it can take a firm decision. Secondly, it has also proved that that India is able to play big power game. The multilateral game that India is traditionally known for. And this has proved, I hope with Iran also this is repeated, and possibly we call the bluff of the Americans or Trump administration. And as usual, I think traditional relationship between India and Iran will continue, although I cannot say there's still 1 month for the sanctions on Iran. But I think we will find a way, but the whole issue is about finding an alternative banking system. Payment system that I think we need to focus on with the Russians. We are working on it, and Vladimir Putin has invited Prime Minister Modi to Vladivostok Economic Forum next year, and I think that will find many solutions. The trades are going to go up in many other ways, so the payment system will be addressed.
All right, thank you very much, Punchak Stabdon, joining us on the line from New Delhi.